Peter Cook and Dudley Moore certainly need no introduction from us. On the other hand, we felt that the Magnolia Group could do with an introduction from Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. If nothing else, it's given us an opportunity of seeing ourselves as others may sometimes see us. We sincerely hope you'll enjoy a laugh at our expense.
On air in 5 minutes.
Oh, blimey. A bit tense, Pete, isn't it? Cooped up in this acoustically orientated booth.
It's fitting time, it's an eventful day.
Oh, yeah.
Little did we guess this morning when I leafed through my copy of the FATGJ that... The FATGJ, Dad. I allude to the official organ, the Journal of the Fine Arts Trade Guild.
Oh, yes.
That one. Yeah. Little do we know that my glimpsing an advertisement for the Magnolia Group, a record showing a selection from their top 10, I think it was, would lead to this.
Oh, right, eh? Yes, all unsuspecting. We took it to refer to a new musical force.
A moon musical?
A moon musical. I often say a moon musical instead of a new musical.
That was an amusing quirk.
Now, as I was saying, we took it to refer to a moon musical force.
A moon musical farce.
Right, streaking up the charts.
Disgusting in the
mood. Yes. As always. Determined to keep up with the scene.
Grooving along, we pursued our inquiries and found that the Magnolia Trail led to the bright lights of Stoke Newington.
Indeed, via the Balls Pond Road.
Oh, what a pair of ponds.
What transpired will long remain etched on my mind, Pete. Etched.
Etched, Dad. The artistic innuendo was not lost on me. We found ourselves at the very heart of the moulding world, no less.
Yeah, for me, Pete, Magnolia had conjured up pulse-racing recollections of one Magnolia Pitts.
She was Potts.
Oh, Potts, yes, I'll beg your
pardon. She was never the Pitts.
No.
She was always the Potts.
No.
From number five.
She was a newbile young lady, as she was called.
She was a mobile young lady.
She certainly was, I think, no. What about you? What did Magnolia mean to you in the first
Magnolia, instance? I suppose it meant to me the framed image of a somewhat dreary shade of broken white on the Dulux colouriser chart.
Realising the misconceptions.
Do you remember her?
Oh, yes.
Magnolia Conception.
Miss Magnolia Conception. We conducted our own survey of the Stoke Newington. God, that's a difficult word, isn't it?
Newington. It's an old word.
Is it? Oh, well, that's why I find it hard to say with my new teeth. We conducted our own survey of the Stoke Newington premises.
Oh, yes.
Yes, before we knew it. If I may coin a phrase, we were in pictures, mate.
In pictures, Dad, but not the Raquel Welsh variety.
Oh, of course, no.
The somewhat more... elite and rarefied realms of the high-class, antiqued, pre-aged, gilt-swept, Hogarthian beaded picture-frame moulding.
With
great difficulty, Dad.
Yes. In no time we had established an artistic report.
No, a rapport, Dad.
And
continuing your French connection, our connoisseur's approach persuaded the Magnolia people that we were the right spokesman to record an objective assessment of their creative endeavours.
Yes. Objectively based on this sheaf of notes they gave us, Pete.
So,
a couple of minutes to go.
I think we ought to use the time, Pete, to peruse this impressive.
Impressive, yes. Right, good thinking. It says here, for instance, that for sheer variety, their range of mouldings are second to none.
Yes.
No, second to none.
Second to none, not second to nuns.
No, they always finish second nuns, don't they?
Huge habits. What does it say here? Bamboo, hockey sticks, a rococo.
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 Rococo, when you shake it all about.
Give us an inch, we'll send you 100 feet, mate.
The clean shaft products are listed here.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be.
Doug, this is serious stuff.
Oh,
the future is not ours to see. You must admit we were impressed by their range of specialist framing equipment. Choppers, mount cutters, vices, big or little.
Not forgetting, of course, the unique Magnolia picture moulding warper and twister.
I have never been twisted or so warped.
Right, for which... patents are pending,
Have you seen them pending?
And mate, when their patents pend, they pend. And there was that joke about the East End customer who placed a 200-foot order and then cancelled it in a panic.
Because his shed was too short for it.
short-shirted
shed. Emergency was called. Yes, Dad, an old chestnut in the train, no doubt. The sort of thing you should avoid.
What, an old chestnut?
No, just avoid that type of allusion, you mean.
Yes, yes. No subtle allusions to... Oh, you nasty coffee.
That's quite a nice one. I've got it in boots.
Oh, I thought you might have got it in a picture frame.
No, I've got it in boots.
I'll have a nice picture called The Enormous Cough.
Darley?
No, thank you, Darley.
No, I don't think I will either.
I was going to say, no subtle allusions to hanging an old master, living under canvas, getting framed.
Forget them, Dad. Mr. Walruck.
Rock.
What?
Rock.
I thought he was a rock.
No, no, Mr. Walruck.
Oh, there Mr. Walruck was adamant.
Well, he has to be.
He has to be adamant.
Yes. Oh, somebody has to be
especially
adamant.
Especially with Eve.
Yes. Adamant Eve. Oh,
I like it.
I like it.
Yes.
No, I like it.
You don't like things which are good, do you?
No, not really. The notes... The notes go on to refer here, Pete. To
coverage of trade outlets by their sales representatives. They make a big point of the fact that their customers are looked after by the Magnolia reps, secondly, the Shaft reps, and thirdly, the Sizzling reps.
Yeah, like buses or members of the opposite gender, Pete. I bet you get three at once or nothing for weeks.
I can't believe an image of efficiency. Look at the accounts department. Oh. Always sending all the accounts.
Oh, look at them.
Always sending out an extra invoice or two.
Or sending out a detachment of paratroopers after one warning letter. That place in Birmingham had paid twice already.
Yes, yes, fair doubt. He'd been sent his orders three times by a different carrier on each occasion.
Oh, hold on, Pete.
What?
Do I detect, dare I say, a cynical note?
Oh.
Well, you've surely nothing carping to say about the lovely ladies in their telephone order department.
Oh, no.
Kurt's Angels. The Magnolia Rock Follies.
Margaret, Jan and Trina.
Oh, get a...
Right, can I just...
Right?
I think he must want you to stand up, Dad.
I am in my standing posture.
3, 2, 1. Magnolia, take one.
The Magnolia Empire was founded after the last war, initially producing moulded embellishments for the humble coffin. These modest origins were soon buried, and a subsequent judicious amalgamation saw the link with K-Sharp in the late 60s, Sizzlings in the early 70s, and then, of course, came the undoubted expansion when they went to the dynamic organisation with its three manufacturing plants, adding up to not a clumsy monopolistic giant, but a force to be reckoned with wherever picture framers gather.
Smashing. Smashing, Pete. A rhetorical triumph, mate.
A job well done, though. Not that I could have kept it up much longer. I think you should now read this serious bit.
Oh, what, the section in red marked serious?
Yes, the light's waiting for you.
Oh, hold on. When we originally wrote to you, our customers, announcing the move to Stoke Newington, we said it was intended to benefit you and us. It's not always been plain sailing since, but we're all looking to smoother days ahead. Here's to a mutually successful future.
Done with dignity, Dudley. Done with dignity. Right, that's it.
Now that I know him, I'm joining me again.